Welcome to Critical Hit, a major spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We are back to the Pacific Northwest, somewhere up there. Yeah, and we're underground. And Brian, you almost killed us all last time.
On Critical Hit.
There you go.
Well, wasn't necessarily my intention. That being said, I definitely had contingency plans in place in case y'all did happen to fall in that combat.
Well, that was a pretty difficult combat, though, right? Or was that not a difficult combat?
Actually, I designed it as a moderate difficulty.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about how that may go, but you guys shouldn't have to worry about that for a bit, hopefully.
That combat definitely had a gimmick, which took us way too long to figure out. I think that's what the main problem was. If we had figured it out early, it might have turned into a very easy combat.
Sure, that we just needed to like proc his minion thing and then punch him as hard as we could.
Yeah,
See that until you did your big sacrificing.
Right. It's like we had to take out a whole player for us to figure it out.
Yes.
Hey, but we got a Rob, though. Rob understands the mechanics of this game.
Mostly.
We'll see how it goes.
We were definitely not utilizing our ability to pass the thing back and forth as effectively as we could be.
All right, Brian, where are you taking us down deeper now, huh?
Maybe not deeper, but you have last time on Critical Hit, you all did happen to travel into the lair of a Grushamite who had kidnapped several civilians during a rock band for the Lords of Hell, who is Rodrigo's character and his minions.
Rob's character.
Yep. Rob's character. Sorry, what did I say? Anyways.
You said Rodrigo.
Oh.
Different R.
Apologies. Yes, Rob's characters and his minions. You managed to infiltrate the lair of this hypogean geneticist and beat him up. And he is now unconscious there. How do you all proceed from that situation?
Well, some of us are dead or down.
Yeah, you're not dead. You just got basically the your fight taken out of you. So once y'all are managed to, get your wind back, you can basically come back to you. Tad can do his thing and help patch people up further. And
okay,
I will
do that.
I will start looking around to see if I can find any, of the people that were taken.
I'm going to say, is the Grishamite alive or is he dead?
He seems to be alive, but unconscious.
Okay.
Last blow has knocked him down and out.
I say, I and the band are going to help the two that completely went down.
All right.
Also, are we doing hero points from the last?
That is a good point.
Yeah, because we got a bunch of hero points last time.
On Critical
Hit. Yes, you did. So, yes, since you amassed a number of hero points, how many did you manage to get during the last session?
We filled up the whole thing. So, five.
Yeah.
All right.
We got more than five, but I'm pretty certain the system says five.
Yeah, you're capped at five to carry into this session as bonuses that you can spend. You can decide how to divvy up those 5 points. You can you have to choose what kind of denominations you want it to be in. So if you want, you can have a single plus 5 bonus. You can have 5 plus 1 bonus. You can have a plus 2 and a plus 3 or any other combination that adds up to 5 that you would like. But you are supposed to make that.
I'm going to go with a plus 2 and a plus 3.
The character sheet only goes up to plus 4.
Yeah. I'm going to do 2 plus 2s and a plus 1.
What she said.
I'll do a plus 2 and a plus 3.
So basically you can at any point use those to cash them in. conceptually, basically, you're using some sort of knowledge or experience that happened during this session to bring forward to whatever you're trying to do at the time, and you can boost it with those bonuses to get a little extra.
Sweet.
And, so if Tad is going around and injecting people with injectable stuffs, how high up do we get to heal up?
Well, basically, as you come out of a fight scene, you would get up to the top of the current health zone that you are in.
Okay.
So, yeah, for any of those that are down, you're at the top of your red. That being said, well, yeah, let's just go ahead and go for that for now. Probably shouldn't matter in the long run, but just in case, I guess.
It's good. So I'm in the top of my red. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that, 3?
8.
Mine's 11.
Mine is the worst character.
I mean, if you're not happy with it, Brian, let me shift some things around after I realize.
Oh,
that
I'm just gonna
mistakes.
I'm playing him out. We're gonna see if he if there's enough sales to justify Tad coming back in the follow up series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I mean, totally good with people generally making any adjustments, especially since this is a fairly new system to us and we are learning. But yeah, if you want to go with what you got, that's fine as well.
Yeah, that is a good question, because, like, I mean, I'm currently at 6 hit points, and, like, we all just took a massive beating. So, like, is there, I mean, we can have, take, like, these, like, montage scenes to gain a little bit of health, but is there any, like, way to take, like, a long rest?
Not really. Generally, that would just be more of a story-based thing.
And, okay, well, I guess that's fair. Yeah. Maybe we'll get another story-based thing at a later point where we can go home and get some sleep.
I will say that that is one thing that I'm not a super fan of this game is the lack of healing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like it kind of fits the genre that they are largely emulating. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. The lack of healing is like healing is a thing, right? It's like it's just something else that complicates the calculations. It's like, how many hit points does that guy have? It's like, well, that guy has 100 hit points plus, you know, somebody's packing like 6 like cure light wounds. So 6 times 8 plus 100 basically hit points. You know, it just adds to the calculation. Like, if you don't have any healing, then you just have like a much more straightforward amount of points to get through.
And we do have a little bit of healing.
And we do have some healing.
Sam, you said you were going to look for survivors?
Correct. Yep.
I'd say it doesn't take you much searching as you look around this ship. You do happen to find a room that seems to have several... looks like some kind of stasis pods that all the taken individuals were put into, along with an examination table. Looks like so far the individuals that were in here are otherwise unharmed and shouldn't be too hard to extract them.
All right, well, I'll start trying to get them out of there.
Yeah, you start opening them up. They're a little groggy and disoriented as they wake up, and very many of them are, you know, wanting to know where they are, what's happening.
We have saved you. You were abducted by an alien, but not me, a different alien. I will get you back to your surface home.
And yeah, many of these individuals that were taken, a good number of them were aliens as well.
That will make this less awkward.
They are a significant portion of the Ashport population. Cool. Especially in this area, the neighborhood known as the Outer Limits, where the stadium was at. Yeah, you managed to basically wake up all the individuals, and you got a bit of a crowd in front of you.
Was Tad's girlfriend among the people that we found?
Yeah, you can
find her. Or I should say his date.
Okay. Yes, his date.
Well, Tad, so, after he takes care of everybody in the team, he'll go and check all of these people, make sure that there's nothing really too out of place that he can tell.
Yeah, physically, they all seem to be okay. And, you know, other than just needing probably some rest and recuperation from the stasis, they're able to be let on out if need be.
Do we know if this is everyone?
You can, seems to be approximately about how many may have gone missing or were taken, at least close, pretty close number.
All right.
There doesn't seem to be a significantly missing chunk. Not that you have an exact count necessarily.
I turn over to Nexo. Do we need to like clear this facility, this ship, whatever we're on, and make sure that no one else is going to come out and start kidnapping people? Do we need to interrogate that guy? Tad says as he points to what's his name? The Gilgamesh, the Grumsh. What's his name?
Grishamite.
Grishamite.
The Grishamite.
Yep,
there you
that's
go.
Right.
That it's probably a good idea to find out if he has accomplices. I'll also look around to see if he's got like notes or other things that, you know, he was writing about his weird invasion plot.
Did you say there was some sort of authority that keeps track of this sort of thing?
I mean, there is a local extraterrestrial agency that helps with the basically the localization and getting people integrated into human society here on Earth. And
okay,
save the name, give one more.
So Nexo will ask that in character and then ask if this is within their jurisdiction.
Yeah, what did we come up with? We came up with a name for them, right?
Alias?
Or?
Alias was the acronym.
Cool.
Which...
Yeah, would Alias actually also handle, like, alien crime, or...?
Yeah, they'd probably be the, well, other than just the general law enforcement.
Sure.
They'd probably at definitely they'd be like... with, you know, be the ones that would also assist with any infractions.
Yes,
an alias, that is the Alien Localization and Integration Associated Services.
Alias could know what to do with him.
Well,
all right.
I partially ask because in my experience, certain law enforcement bureaus are corrupt. So I think we should
corrupt.
Oh, well, then we should definitely get whatever information we can before they arrive.
Indeed. Let us rummage for notes.
Sam starts clicking on every cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Wait. If I hover over this, does something happen? Do I get to interact with it?
I smash the vases.
Hey, Tad.
Yes.
Do you want to check and make sure everybody's all right? You're a doctor, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is I pull a tongue depressor out of somebody's mouth.
Yeah, you want to start getting them up there?
Sure.
Make sure everybody's
up.
Come
along, everyone. I'll start herding them towards the way we came in.
And basically, as soon as I've got Tad and the normals out of the way, I'm going to start summoning demons to just rove over this place.
Okay.
Because I'm reasonably certain Nexo identified me the second he saw me. And
oh, yeah.
I don't think the alien is going to care. So I'm basically going to use call the roadies to have just a bunch of smaller demons show up and scour the area for any piece of information, any other people, etc.
Okay. I just think go ahead and give me an overcome action. And we'll see how successful your creatures are.
Can I use Principle of the Mask on that?
I'm going to say no. Again, you're not like doing an action specifically to maintain cover or interface with the normal population, unless you're doing it specifically help. I mean, that'd be more to, yeah, help get the population out rather than try to find anything here. Or what exactly are you trying to do, I guess?
Trying to find if there's any other people that we missed. Basically just more eyes, especially ones that aren't, you know, beat to tar. Would be better at finding anything else, but just finding any other information. Making sure that we've cleaned everything out. Making sure that there's nothing here that's going to cause problems in the future.
Fair enough. I'm not feeling that principle of the mask really fits with that.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I'm going to use Infernal and Leadership to just do a regular overcome then, right?
All right.
Gross.
So, it'd be success with a minor twist or a failure.
We'll go with a minor twist.
Oh. Wait, were you using a principle?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Actually,
you said I couldn't, right?
A major. Well, you wouldn't use a principle to mask. What was the other one?
Principle of whispers. Overcome with information that I have no real way of knowing. I was going with mask because I was trying to get everybody out of the way to hide, get anybody who would actually potentially have a problem with me being a demon out of the way.
Yeah, I think the role is in the hiding.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
But so actually, if you weren't using your principle, that's actually going to be a major twist to get a success. So I'm trying to...
All of Rob's minions find the pit and fall into it. I don't know.
And they begin to mosh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's a positive thing for us. Mosh is my heels.
Yeah. I have no idea. A major twist could have them lose access to multiple abilities or one or more power qualities.
Oof.
I could lose access to the roadies for the time.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was.
Yeah, just take the L.
I will listen to my party.
Okay. Now I'm going to say in that case, you do manage to summon a good number of minions, but they do kind of start being a bit wild with their look through and... kind of more or less just stampede this base and largely destroy pretty much anything that might be informative. I will go ahead and give you that, you know, as they do basically stampede through the whole place, it does seem that the rest of the ship does seem to be inert. All the other creatures that were around have collapsed once the Grushamite was knocked out, and it looks like all the they do a good job of also destroying any automated defenses that were left as well. So seems to be for the most part it's pretty much
you get what you pay for.
These guys work for Brimstone.
Not giving them any Brimstone. They get to come up to Earth.
Yes, about that. Well, I guess it's not my job anymore. But you watch yourself.
I do. On television. Nightly.
That is not what I meant, and you know it. Do any of you feel that you are a skilled interrogator?
I could try to read his mind.
Well, that might help.
Seems like a step better than interrogation.
I'm good at gathering information.
I'll go over to the Grishamite and throw him. Is that a boy Grisha might? Do we know?
Sure.
I'll throw them over my shoulder until we figure it out.
Fair enough.
And then next I will say, let's get this one away from any buttons or pulleys that he might be able to mess with. I'll see you all topside, and then I'll open a portal and walk through with it. And like very clearly the portal just goes to like the entrance of this place.
Which is funny because as you exit the portal, Tad is mm-hmm. finally getting the last person up the hole or the entrance at just as you're walking out. Oh, well, that was quick.
Good work, Tad.
Thanks. Everybody seems to be okay, and I think they're going to keep their ticket stubs on this one.
Right.
You know, for a memento.
No, we got it.
Oh, hey, you guys smell
Hello,
something?
Tad.
Tad, but yes.
Mm. She like
is there something
gets
to smell?
Like a little too close and smells him. You have perspired and bled. So,
yeah, but you
things.
Smell like that. It smells like brimstone, sulfur. You smell that? Mm.
I believe that's the Dukes of Hell's signature cologne, as it were.
Oh, right. Yeah, merchandise. Eh, that's a good idea there.
Yes.
You know, the record companies aren't going to do you any favors.
I would not know. I'm going to find like a tree or a wall to like sit the Grishamite up at.
All right.
We all gather around.
No, I will. Janora will sit across from him and kind of like extend her hand like a kind of like cracking her knuckles, like getting into position. And then just reach out and tap him on the forehead. And I'll try to use telepathy.
All right. You want to give me an overcome action as well?
Absolutely. And I'm still red, I guess. So.
Fair enough. Ooh, do you have any?
Let me take a look if I have anything special for that. I think probably do. So I have my what's it called? Fancy principle.
Just principle. Principle of the.
Okay. So yeah, my principles are space and the underworld. So I don't know if either of those would apply here.
Think if you all re-rolled, that would have applied before the roll.
Yeah, technically, but I'll go ahead and allow principle of space to be applicable here.
All right. And how does that work again?
So basically, that'll let you use your high die on this action. And
okay.
Allow
great. My high die is an 8 as opposed to mid up to 2.
A 2.
So it's a pretty big difference.
Yes. And I believe that also lets everyone mark a hero point.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And so, yes, as you start rooting through the mind of this being, it kind of stirs and starts flickering awake. And as such, you also have several various memories flicking past your mental vision, so to speak, and you start seeing that it seems like this Grushamite has memories seemingly to have been contacted by beings saying that they are from the Andoban Empire. And basically instructing him to build an army for their purposes. And he would be greatly rewarded with great power and privilege within their society once they come to claim the earth.
Am I familiar with the Andoban Empire at all?
You are a bit of a resident here in this city. I'd say go ahead and give me a roll, another overcome. This one will be a trivial, so if there's a failure, then it won't count against you in any way. But let me see if you can roll something to see if you know if that name or that.
Well, I rolled really well.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, so you are actually somewhat familiar with the local history here in Ashport. And so you do know that long ago, Ashport's connection with aliens happened way back as the city was largely being settled, when there was a crash by a being known as Kleeblox, who had claimed to be a refugee from his destroyed planet, Andoba. So the Andoban Empire seems to ring a bell towards that.
So his planet was Andoba, but the Andoban Empire, and it was destroyed, but the Andoban Empire remains? Or was his planet destroyed by the Andoban Empire?
According to all historical knowledge, he was escaping his destroyed home world.
Huh. Interesting.
An incongruity.
Indeed. This was a long time ago, so presumably this guy is not still alive, or is he like a super long-lived kind of alien?
Nope, unfortunately he is no longer alive these days.
Was he like the sole survivor, or are there other like people who are from Andoba?
He seems to be the only one who shown up as far as anyone's known.
Well, if he was like one of the first settlers, is there like, I don't know, like a museum or like a historian that would maybe know more about him?
Yeah, I mean, basically where he crashed, this guy, he's Kleeblox, and so the remains of his ship and the crater that it created has been made into something of a historical landmark and museum, Kleeblox's crater. There is that.
She'll say, we should spend some time to recover, but after that, perhaps we should regroup at Kleeblox's crater. It was supposedly made by the last survivor of Andoba, but if there is an Andoban Empire which is contacting this Grishamite, either he has been deceived or the story was untrue. Someone has been deceived.
Mm. Well, let us deposit this one with the proper authorities. And then, yes, some rest, and we will meet up there.
Very well.
Anybody need a ride?
I will get home on my own accord. Nexo, you seem to be able to get along well. I will give you the address for the authorities.
Oh, very well.
Good. Thank you.
No problem.
It has been a great pleasure meeting and working with you all.
Yes, you as well. You are all quite strong, and yes, very much thank you for your help.
Here is my number if you wish to contact me for any reason. She pulls out like a business card, actually. It just says, like, the visitor, questions answered. And there's a phone number on it.
Okay, thank you.
Next, I will just open a portal and probably walk into the lobby of Alias carrying the Grishamite.
I'd say that there's a little bit of a stir at first. I think basically, assuming you explain yourself, they're relatively quick to take the Grushamite from you as a prisoner, basically get details. They, you know, obviously know of the recent events that happened at the concert by now. And so, you know, basically they tell you, you know, well, they got enough corroborating evidence that they can process him at this time, and they'll take him into custody.
Okay. Yeah. If they need a statement, then on next, I will give them a statement or whatever.
Yeah, they definitely take your statement, but yeah, it's, they seem to be relatively used to sort of this sort of thing.
Sure.
Considering the superhero world that this is. And
yeah, definitely. Once Nexa realizes that, you know, he probably teleported too close, he'll apologize for that and say that he will teleport to the outside of the building first next time.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yes. Yeah, thank you for your assistance. We will see what we can determine from here and figure out proper processing from there.
Okay. Yep. Next, I will just probably then go to whatever cheap motel he's staying at.
Excellent.
Because definitely working his way up from Mexico to the Pacific Northwest is not cheap, and the random wrestling exhibition matches that he does on the way don't pay for very much.
That's all fair.
Yeah.
All right. And does everyone else?
But he will look, he will like grab some like newspapers or like tabloids or whatever and see if there are like any underground wrestling places so that he can, you know, get some money at some point. Or above ground. You know, he's a technico. He can do normal wrestling.
Fair enough. Yeah, you can probably definitely find some independent league around nearby with that details. Did everyone else also go back to their respective homes and or current lodgings for rest and more or less?
Yeah,
I assume we still had to clean up our stage.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Yeah,
I guess
touched.
If you're, yeah, I guess if you your crew would be with you, then yeah, I think that would be the case.
Yeah.
Was it one night only, or do you guys have another concert?
I can't imagine us being allowed to put on a concert with a giant hole in the ground.
That's fair.
And also, we're not going to leave some of that gear just sitting out in the stadium overnight.
Sure.
Yeah, Tad goes home, drives home in his van, goes into his little tiny apartment. You know, he's even though he's a doctor, he could afford something bigger. But, you know, the cost of a doctor's education these days pretty much leaves his paycheck empty at the end of the month. So he's there. He goes over to his refrigerator, opens it up, a little crust of pizza that's left there, and he gets that and sits down and just was like, "Grandpa, nobody ever said that there were going to be days like these. That was interesting, also exciting. Can't wait till tomorrow." And then he passes out.
Go back to my apartment. Order delivery from my favorite Guaranese noodles shop, and then also pass out.
And where does Dukaius crash for tonight, or does he have other plans for the rest of the night?
I assume we've got some hotel put up for us.
Fair enough. Probably got quite the suite ready and able to crash there.
Is one of your minions your road manager?
They are now. I'll tell John. We'll have a picture for
also
next week.
Also his legal counsel.
Yeah.
So, yep, I think basically the rest of the night will pass uneventfully. You all can go ahead and restore your health back to full.
Oh, thank God.
Woo-hoo. Oh, boy.
And, yep, you guys can meet up the next morning if you wish at the crater.
Sure.
Bloxus crater. That's, you know, again, has been made into quite a bit of a museum and historical site.
Tad rolls up and he's got several carryalls with coffee. I didn't know if you were going to bring your roadies or not, but I think I've got enough for everybody.
Oh, that is very thoughtful of you.
Yes, extremely so. Thank you very much.
And then I pull out of my pocket a bunch of creamers and sugars and just kind of hand them over as well.
None for me, thank you.
Oh, I will take his then. She just like pours a bunch of it into her coffee.
Nexa will engage very earnestly with this attraction and like read all the plaques and, you know, if it's like paid entrance, obviously he'll pay. If it's like donation based, he'll leave something.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I have not been here for a very long time. It is a mandatory field trip destination though.
Oh yeah. I remember coming here as a kid in grade school.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, at basically there's a museum of various alien artifacts that remains from Kleeblox's original fleeing from, you know, the destruction of his home world and, you know, some news snippets and whatnot, you know, how he crash landed and was assisted by local farmers. Kleeblox provided what knowledge and technology he could to help them out and so, you know, to help the city thrive and prosper, and largely led towards the goodwill and future well-being towards other extraterrestrial visitors that was kind of drawn to Ashport seemingly by the technology that was provided and proliferated here. And, yep.
Are there any, like, I mean, oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, he has seen something of a historical celebrity and well remembered and really ingratiated himself into the community from old historical reports. People really seem to like him and find him a friendly and jovial fellow.
Is there anything like specifically about like the planet that he came from? Like, you know, like a map where like where it would have been in space?
Yeah, it is was stated to be between Jupiter and Saturn in the orbit. He was within the solar system. And
wow.
Yep. So far, the only known species within this system, but well, sapient species outside of Earth. And yep, but he was kind of the first. It would be decades before any other known aliens would have made themselves known upon Earth. And again, Ashport seemed to be the.
Is there other pictures of him? What do you look like?
Yeah, there's some pictures and accountings. He seemed to be large eyes, largely featureless. He's described as having blue skin and dark, you know, pupilless eyes, tall and slender.
I'll point at like an etching. And be like, visitor, did you see anybody like this in your connection?
Yeah, I mean, when he got the message, was there anyone, like, was there any visual or just...
The odd thing about it is that, no, it wasn't a recording. What you gathered is that he was mentally contacted. And
interesting. Was there any evidence of... what's it called? This guy, Kleeblox having telepathic powers?
None that's reported or mentioned within the historical records. Everything relating to his home world, just by his recounting that it was devastated by ecological disaster, rather, not economic, but yeah.
Probably that.
I mean,
that.
Probably that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They usually go hand in hand.
And unfortunately, he, as far as he knows, was the only sole survivor in his escape.
So, well, the Grishamite was mentally contacted, but Kleeblox is no reported telepathic powers. So it is possible that the Grishamite was being deceived, or it is possible that, much like here, there are humans who have mental powers and humans who do not, that it is simply a rare trait.
Yes. The name of this empire is unfortunately not much to go on. On this planet, there are plenty of would-be conquerors, or there have been at least, who take on the names and identities of previous empires to bolster their own legend. So even that, it could be something else, someone else that just took on the Endoban identity as well.
Could it be that this empire is larger than we thought, and even though we've never been contacted by them, that maybe we're like within what they consider their territory?
It is possible that Kleeblox was not the only survivor, and that other survivors left his planet and had less than beneficent interactions with those that they interacted with following that. Perhaps we can find a docent or someone else who works here who might know more.
We'll try to find a guide. Or if there's like, I'll ask around and see if there's like an actual expert or like a curator.
Yeah, I'd say you can probably find a curator here at the museum. I'll go ahead and say, like, you know, after some questioning, you're finding that you're not really getting any information beyond what you're able to find with the displays and historical records provided. Like I say, most of the information that comes from Endoba was all from Kleeblox himself. And even as space travel became more widely available from various visitors, no real remains or otherwise any evidence was found of the planet.
So no evidence was found of the planet because we know it was destroyed, or no evidence even of the planet's destruction was found?
Yeah, that is a bit of a mystery there. I mean, we have tried searching. They were able to determine that, by his descriptions, that the planet should have been, with orbit between Saturn and Jupiter, but there doesn't seem to be any sort of remains or any other thing that we can find where that planet would have been or what would have happened to it.
Yes. Certainly.
People sometimes hide parts of their past for different reasons. While Kleeblox seems to have been a good man, perhaps he was fleeing something and did not want people reaching back to his past.
Yes. A refugee, certainly.
Even a would-be scout or from a aggressive empire that decided he had a change of heart.
Or simply a criminal trying to keep a low profile. That is certainly possible as well.
The visitor just like makes a semi-shifty glance. Yes, something like that.
And there haven't been any other visitors to our planet that would have known of him or of this planet?
No, I mean, the society here, we definitely try to get information, but seems that for the most part, any inquiries largely come up nil. I mean, by Kleeblox's own reckoning, it seems that his society wasn't exactly interstellar travelers themselves. They had just briefly started touching upon, you know, inter-system traveler. We often assume that that's why there wasn't likely that many other escapees, as you know, space travel was not a commonplace thing for them by what we are able to gather from the old, you know, reports and interviews that he did manage to be recorded from Kleeblox. And as such, you know, most other visitors, you know, being from beyond are tend to be not too knowledgeable of, you know, Andoba, it seems. Sadly, it seems to be largely a lost civilization. They largely come learning of Earth.
The then question is, if there is actually a Andoban Empire or even an organization claiming to be an Andoban Empire trying to build an army, why did they contact this Grishamite? They may have contacted others. We could try to investigate if there is other. You said, Brian, that we actually only found like half of the people who were reported missing.
Oh, no, you seem to have found.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, you didn't have an perfect count, so
sure.
You just had to estimate. But yeah, I'd say, you know, probably a day later, you can largely confirm that any reported missing individuals have been accounted for by those that you have managed to rescue. And well, that's as good. Such.
But yeah. Perhaps we should be on alert for other strange doings.
Is there a open? I mean, we've already been to. What did we go to, the bar or whatever, where you were trying to find any word on the Grishamite before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We went to like a kind of like subterranean bar.
Right, right. Do you think that others would be open to talking about, you know, either being contacted and rejecting the offer or anything else? Or, I mean,
it depends on whether contacted? They accepted it. I was not contacted.
Okay.
I can do some further research.
That might be a good idea. I mean, because at this point, we know nothing about, you know, this alien. We know nothing about the Empire and you know, what they're promising. We don't know if we've put an end to this or what. It feels like we're almost back at the starting point, unless we go to Alias and see what Alias has.
Well, hopefully we have some goodwill because of having turned in the Grishamite, but it also depends on which way their organization, their investigation's going as to whether they want to help us or not. But I can ask, since I brought him in.
That would be great.
That seems reasonable. I can pursue other angles, seeing if other aliens were possibly contacted.
And I guess I can go back and interview some of the abductees and see if they saw anything or heard anything before they were locked away into those containers.
That's a good idea. Nexa will buy a t-shirt.
I will put a $20 bill in the donation box.
All right. So y'all start making your way out of here?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so.
All right. As you start walking out in back to the parking lot, you notice that there seems to be a group of individuals who seem to be a bit oddly attired. Seem to be got like a bit of a heavy metal punk aesthetic to them. Very predominantly black and red tones, spiked shoulder pads and chains. Basically, as you walked up, a gentleman in black robes with red face markings kind of steps out of the group and says to all of you, I hear that you guys have been poking around in business that isn't your own.
What business is that?
I understand that you had interfered with the hard work of a certain scientist.
Ah, lovely. You are his fellows? We were looking for you. Thank you for coming to us.
I don't know that we're his fellows, but we have definitely been tasked by shared parties to see that you guys do not interfere further with their plans.
The Empire? Were you contacted by the Empire?
That is what they say they are. I care not, only that they have promised great rewards if we stop you all from interfering further in there.
Have they paid you at all up front? How do you, why would you believe that they are telling the truth?
And how are they contacting you?
They have shown their power to be quite capable. And as such, I am willing to provide our experience. And with that, they start making menacing steps in your direction. And,
yeah, well, while these guys are asking them stuff, Nexo will have taken off his cape, put on the t-shirt, and then put his cape back over it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, trying to get some advertisement for this place. See if he can build up some heat.
Fair enough. And so, yep, as this crew starts walking forward, locals here may know that seems that these are a pair of ruffians, often hired by villainous types known as the Destruction Crew. And they start making their way menacingly towards you, and I think we will come back next time as we proceed with the fight.
I don't like the looks of these guys, and so now everybody's going to have to wait until the next issue to find out what happens right here on Critical Hit. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out this week. You're all wonderful and awesome people, and if you want to show your support for this show and everything we do, hop over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. A little bit helps, can help us go a long way, get some new equipment, do some new things, maybe launch another show or two, maybe something exclusive just for our patrons. When we hit those goals, patreon.com/majorspoilers. And otherwise, come join our Discord server. It's free to join that. Lots of Critical Hit people over there hanging out. You can roll the dice each week, use a certain command, and it'll pop up a little picture every time you say Critical Hit. But what am I talking about? There's a link in the show notes. Go check it out. And here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.